This is Peter Sergey, a volunteer at the Sanctuary for Independent Media, interviewing Ethan Brush, owner of East West Electric. He's here today doing some electrician work on our own building to make it possible to install air conditioning on our top floor. How are you, Ethan?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So I wanted to ask you, what's it like to run your own business in upstate New York?
Well, it's a lot of work. I mean, there's lots of hours that you don't get paid for. And everybody knows that, I guess, to some degree. But once you do it, you kind of realize how much work it is. And it's not like you necessarily quit at 5 and then you're done. You don't have to think about anything. You know, there's paperwork, looking at jobs, thinking about jobs, planning, getting materials, designing, all that stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot of work. I mean, you have a lot of freedom, of course. But kind of comes a little bit of a price.
Mm. And something I know about you is that you like to do solar work. So could you tell me about the solar jobs you've done so far?
So, yeah, I've done actually more larger, what we'd call utility scale or large commercial systems. My former partner and I've worked with him on a lot of solar projects. So we did some solar farms down in Georgia. He had a connection down there. So we did some 2 megawatt systems, which are off the top of my head, if I remember. It's like 8 acres, I think it was, and 8,000 panels, maybe something like that. And so we did 3 of those down there, and then we did a lot of solar systems around here, actually on Target roofs. So you obviously can't see them, but there's this company that partnered with Target. And so a lot of the Targets around the capital region have solar panels on the roofs, and I've worked on a lot of those projects. So, and I've done also some just more basic, mundane residential systems, too. I have one at my house I just finished this spring and got commissioned. So, yeah, so quite a bit of variety and a little bit of off-grid stuff, too. I actually lived off-grid for several years, so I had my own little small off-grid system, and I've helped a few people doing off-grid stuff. So, yeah, kind of the whole spectrum.
Nice. What are some challenges you see of maybe switching fully to solar power in the future? Because I remember watching a video about the duck curve of solar energy over the course of the day.
Right. And that's a huge problem, or basically is the storage. And I think most people keep hearing about that there's no way to store energy on a large scale. So, I mean, there is some places like Niagara Falls can store energy in water. They can pump water back up and then use it later. But that's obviously, you know, there's limited places that can do that. So the storage is a big problem because, as we know, the sun doesn't always shine. So, batteries have advanced to some degree, but they're just still not really practical for large scale storage. So, I mean, it's not really an issue right now because if you look at the penetration of solar in the fuel mix, it's still quite low. So it's not like we're even close to approaching this problem of having too much solar that we can't use because we can't store it. So, I don't know the numbers off top of my head what the solar mix is in New York. It's really not very high. I mean, single digits, probably tops, just off the top of my head.
So like single digit percent of the total energy source.
Right.
That
exactly.
New York uses.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so it's, I don't know, in my view, it's kind of it's a problem that we will need to solve and eventually, but for now it's the time being, it doesn't matter too much. You know, we can keep adding lots of solar still without running into this wall of the storage problem. So,
yeah. And I've heard about the Green New Deal, and basically in the Green New Deal, it outlines basically that to avert a climate disaster, we have to basically stop all use of fossil fuels. So I guess what do you see as like the future of energy usage in New York State? Or another question, like what's an easy way for the average person in a household to reduce their energy usage?
Boy, so yeah, that's a huge problem and question, obviously. Obviously, there's no good answer. I think the future will, it'll be a mix of a lot of different sources. You know, it isn't just going to be all solar or anything. It's going to be a mix of sources and conservation. There's no real easy answer. And then there's like the storage problem, like I mentioned. Nuclear, of course, is very controversial. On one hand, it's carbon free, but there's the waste problem. So, it's a huge question. And honestly, I don't know if I'm qualified to really. I don't know if I really have an opinion on where exactly we should go. I mean, for now, I think just keep adding more solar. Solar is great. It's maintenance free for the most part. It just works. I've had a wind turbine in the past, and small wind isn't very good because of the maintenance, and the capital cost is high. So solar is great. You can just install it, and it just works for decades, likely without any problems. So yeah, I'm a big fan.
Nice. And I know you do a lot of like sort of different jobs. So how has your career changed over the years?
Well, it's changed. I guess recently there's been more. I've been doing more solar systems. When my former partner started getting into these large solar systems, I started working on a bunch of those and putting in a bunch of time in that. But I didn't really quit regular electrical work, so I'm still doing regular electrical work, you know, most of the time, really. So it would be nice to transition to doing all solar. It's something I haven't really pushed or put a lot of energy into. I could, but I'm just kind of taking it as it comes. So it's kind of nice to have a variety in a way, because actually the one thing, so when we started doing these multi-megawatt large systems, I thought it was the coolest thing I was ever going to do, right? It just seems like not many people can say they worked on a utility scale solar system, but I rapidly found it was actually kind of boring. Because there's so many panels, and you can do the same task for a week, over and over again the same task, because they're just so big. And so on one hand, I realized I kind of like smaller projects better, because it's something new, and then you're there for a week or two or whatever it is, and then you move on. You know, you don't really get sick of it as much. So I was learning things like that.
Nice. Could you go over what's the easiest way for the average person to reduce their energy usage?
So cutting one's energy consumption, well, is kind of boring as it sounds. Probably the conservation is the best thing. Not using or cutting back, turning the thermostat down, turning off the lights, things like that really are the most bang for the buck. You know, it always. You can generate your own electricity by installing a solar system, which is great, but that's probably going to cost more than conservation. You know, insulating, replacing windows. So those type of things are generally that really get you the most for your money. So I would do those things first, and then of course you can transition to generating some of your own electrical usage. Like my solar system is great because it's designed, it's pretty large. I was able to build it rather large because I'm doing it. I can do it kind of cheaply, you know. I kind of just have to buy the parts, right? I'm not paying someone to install it. I'm installing it myself. So it's going to meet all my energy needs. So really my electrical usage is going to be averaged out to zero, you know, at the end of the year. So I don't have consumption in that way, which is really nice. Not everybody can do that, or has the space, or the money, or experience to install a large solar system. But you can certainly do something. You can do a small one. The rebates and incentives from the state, the tax rebates, are great right now. So something to look into.
So basically, what you're saying is it starts basically with just conserving energy first, and then the next step would be generating your own energy. But like for people who can't, like who don't have a good place for a solar panel, it would just be the best to start with good insulation or like double glass windows, air sandwiches.
Exactly. Yeah. Because those things are pretty cheap to do. I mean, replacement windows can be expensive, of course, but insulation, you know, adding insulation, sealing cracks in windows, things like that, really can save a lot of energy. And it does turning the heat down, wear a sweater more in the winter, you know, things like that. And there are also, just going back to solar, there are these community solar programs, if you've heard of those, where you can buy into a solar farm somewhere and you can own a piece of it. And then so that's a way you can do it kind of easily and without having a requiring a system on your property, or maybe you don't own property, so you can't do one. So that's a good way to go too.
Well, thank you, Ethan, for your time and telling us all how to reduce our energy usage and about the inner workings of solar systems.
Okay. Yeah. Anytime. Thanks.